Currently in Richland Center, it is a snowy 33 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of thousands of power outages in several states due to severe weather overnight. Spring snow in Wisconsin. Spring windstorms in the middle part of the country, including in Dunbar, West Virginia, where this man says his car is finished after being flattened by a giant billboard.
It's a tin can. No repair can fix that. It's total gone.
The strongest earthquake in Taiwan in more than 25 years overnight left 9 people dead and hundreds hurt, the epicenter about 60 miles south of Taipei. A grave mistake is what the head of the IDF says about the Israeli airstrike that left 7 aid workers dead.
Clearly marked vehicles from the World Central Kitchen, an NGO providing meals to Gazans, were hit by 3 Israeli airstrikes. And now we're learning more about those killed. Jacob Flickinger, a dual U.S.-Canadian citizen, as well as 3 British nationals, another from Poland, an Australian and a Palestinian.
That's ABC's Britt Clenett in Tel Aviv. This is ABC News. New details about the recent raids on homes owned by rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs. Here's ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Video released by the ex-girlfriend of Combs showing dozens of heavily armed federal agents descending on his home in Los Angeles. Combs' ex-girlfriend says the heavily edited video is evidence of an overzealous and overtly militarized force used against her 2 sons, Justin and Christian, who were at the residence at the time. And she goes on to write, if these were the sons of a non-black celebrity, they would not have been handled with the same aggression.
Combs denies sex assault and trafficking allegations and vows to clear his name. Spanish police detaining former Soccer Federation president Luis Rubiales. Officials at the Madrid airport questioning him after he got off a plane. It's part of an ongoing probe into corruption and money laundering. Rubiales also facing trial for alleged sexual assault after he kissed a player without her consent at the Women's World Cup final. He denies any wrongdoing. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
April 15th is tax day. It's also my sister's birthday, but she's sometimes very taxing, so those things go hand in hand. Most years, I wait until the very last minute to complete our tax returns and mail them in, not wanting the government to have our money to misspend any sooner than I need to send it in. This year, however, I did complete our taxes early, mainly because we were going to be away on the day that they were due to be postmarked. Just like tax returns, many people procrastinate on working out their relationship with God, thinking it's not that urgent. As I'm writing this Life Tracks, we've just heard the news of the cargo ship crashing into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland, sending many people in their cars into the frigid, cold, and 50-foot deep river below. I'm sure none of them were anticipating this catastrophe, or they would have simply avoided that route that day. But becoming a follower of Jesus Christ is not something to put off until the last minute. Not only do we not know when our last minute will be, but we would miss out on all the pleasure of living for Jesus now. This is a life filled with peace and joy, knowing that God has our best interest in mind. If you've already accepted Jesus, you know the blessings of a Christian life. But if you haven't put your faith in Christ yet, simply ask God to forgive you through His Son, Jesus, and ask Him to take over your thoughts and your life. There's no better day than today to give your life to Christ. If you're not sure about this, give us a call or visit us on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. We'll be glad to share Jesus with you. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Corton, Maine just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Corton, Maine in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Wilkinson Auctions is holding its spring equipment consignment auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard Thursday, April 4th. This auction features semi-tractors and trailers, some very nice planting and tillage equipment, nice hay equipment, a half dozen skid loaders, attachments, hand tools, and much more. Wilkinson Auctions spring equipment consignment auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard Thursday, April 4th. Live and online bidding available. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, not a very pleasant day yet across Wisconsin and the surrounding areas, thanks to that powerful storm system, which was centered over southern Lake Michigan as of this morning. Still some bands of snow wrapping around it, and of course the howling winds, and they will continue all day long. There's been some scattered power outages across the state with that heavy wet snow clinging to tree branches and the gusty winds blowing things around, so be careful with that. Otherwise, road conditions vary quite a bit from spot to spot, but generally take it easy and slow as you venture out today. We could still see some light snow accumulations, so winter storm warning in effect for Vernon and Richland counties until 10 o'clock this morning. Winter weather advisories in Crawford and Grant counties through 10 a.m. and until 1 o'clock this afternoon for Vernon, Iowa, Richland, and Sauk counties. Also a wind advisory for most of the area through 10 p.m. Our forecast for today, windy and cloudy with occasional light snow. There could be an additional half inch up to 2 inches in a couple of spots. High temperature about 36. Northwest to north wind 15 to 30, gusting up to 40 miles an hour. Tonight, blustery with scattered light snow showers tapering down, low at 30. More clouds than sun tomorrow. Breezy with a stray flurry or sprinkle, high at 43. North wind between 10 and 20. As we head into Friday, plenty of sunshine and tranquil. Low in the mid-20s, high near 48. Saturday, sunny and more seasonal. Low 24 with a high of 53. Sunday, mostly cloudy. Scattered rain showers likely by midday. Low 32 with a high of 51. And Monday, mixed skies. There's a chance of scattered showers. Low in the upper 30s with a high of 58. Tuesday, partly sunny and comfortable. Low near 38 with a high close to 60. Be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Light snow continues at the studios today. We're at 33 degrees. Yesterday, 37. We picked up a couple of inches of snow and 11/100ths of an inch of rain. A record high was set on this day, 75 in 2016. Record low, 8 in 1866. Last year's high was 57 and the low, 42. Sunset will occur at 7:30 this evening, and sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 6:39. Right now in Richland Center, west winds have calmed a little bit. We're at 4 miles per hour on the wind gauge, 2934 barometric reading, and it is 33 degrees. Now joining the closed list, Wazika Steuben Schools. So these schools are closed. Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Kickapoo, Weston, Hillsboro, Lafarge, North Crawford, Boscobel, Highland, Fenimore, and Wazika Steuben. Riverdale and River Valley both have gone to virtual learning today. Southwest Tech Campus and its outreach sites will be closed and virtual learning will be featured. Vark routes are operating 2 hours late. If you do experience a power line outage in the lines serviced by REC, you can report that on Smart Hub or call 608-647-3173. Richland County Senior Nutrition Program has announced that meal sites will be closed and there will not be home-delivered meals. Grant County Meals on Wheels, meal sites, and the ADRC bus are all canceled. Richland Center Landfill is closed today. ET Foods will open up at 10. And here's a reminder of something that will be happening. The food pantry in Richland Center will be open from 4 until 5:30 today at the Lighthouse Chapel.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time, sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A recap of the Brewer home opener win yesterday and a tough loss for the Bucks will be coming up.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
All high school events were canceled in the area yesterday. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Ithaca Weston track team did not go to River Ridge for a track meet last night. That's understandable. They do have some athletes that will be involved in the UW Whitewater Indoor Invitational this weekend. Qualifying for that event for Coach Gina Lorenz, Kaylee Peterson, Tristan Peterson, and Channing Brown. Also on the state of Wisconsin scene, they have announced the boys' basketball all-state teams this week, including Player of the Year, Ken Knippel of Wisconsin Lutheran, and Ryan Waltz of Wisconsin Lutheran was named as the Coach of the Year. Some Western, Southwestern, and South Central Wisconsin players chosen to the all-state team include Evan Anderson of Onalaska on the fourth team and A.J. Bender of Lake Mills. Also, honorable mention players include Lucas Ludlam of Platteville, also Josh Manchester of Mount Horeb, Will Murray Darlington, Sawyer Shipper of Stoughton, also from Monroe, James Seagraves, and Landon Thousand of Mineral Point. Several players that we saw along the broadcast Trail this year. Isaac Skemp of Onalaska was named to the All-State Honorable Mention as well. The WIA Winter Sportsmanship Awards have been announced. The WIA with Rural Mutual Insurance has chosen the recipients of the team's sportsmanship honors. The winners of the prestigious recognition include Lakeside Lutheran in boys basketball, Cuba City in girls basketball, Cumberland in team wrestling, West Bend West in gymnastics, and the Sun Prairie West Co-op in girls hockey. Tomahawk wins in boys hockey this year. There were many honorable mentions extended. The award was extended to Arrowhead, Menominee, Prairie du Chien, and St. Croix Falls in state team wrestling as well. It was a chance for those teams to be recognized with honorable mention. Bowling scores from the Powder Puff League. The series high belonged to the Phoenix Center. 1906, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such an 18-19, and Scott King Trucking with a 17-85. The Phoenix Center had a 656, Scott King Trucking a 648, and the Phoenix Center a 628. Top series, Barb Wood a 565, Jody Imhoff a 528, Cheryl McNerlin a 522. Barb Wood, with a 204 game, led the way. Cheryl McNerlin had a 198, and Barb Wood with a 191 in the Powder Puff League. By beating the Minnesota Twins 3-2 Tuesday, the Brewers extended their season-opening winning streak to four straight. Rookie Jackson Chirio singled in a run, Christian Yelich hit a home run, and Bryce Terang doubled in a run in front of a crowd of 41,659. It was Milwaukee's home opener. Elvis Peguero got the win in relief, and Abner Uribe nailed down his third save in the game. Veteran Christian Yelich has had a good start to the season.
Look, we play a lot of tight games as a group over the years. I think anybody that's watched this knows that, like, we're playing tight games. And when you play tight games, they can go either way. There's a few plays every day or night that really decide the outcome of those. And I think to be on a good team, you have to win a lot of close games, because at the end of the season, they end up mattering.
Yelich says the team is off to a good start.
To be on a good team, you have to play good defense. Like, you have to win a lot of games. Defense is extremely important. And that to have a good defense, you need nine people contributing, you know, and you don't want to be the one guy that's not working on it when everybody else is. And, you know, it's a big emphasis for us is defense.
Brewer tailgaters weren't going to let a cold rain dampen their spirits for the 24 opener yesterday. Temperatures in the 30s and the threat of snow couldn't stop them. One fan told reporters, tailgating is more than half of the experience. There were some bumps in the road for fans using the new parking arrangement. Some had a hard time getting the online system to load on their computers and phones. 15 minutes before the first pitch, some were still struggling with the new process. The Brewers announced that no parking violations would be assessed yesterday. Elsewhere in baseball, in interleague play, Detroit at the Mets postponed. The Angels 3-1 winners over Miami, White Sox 3, Atlanta 2, Arizona 7-0 over the Yankees. The Cubs opened up with a win against Colorado 12-2 in Chicago, Philadelphia 9-4 over Cincinnati, St. Louis 5, San Diego 2, the Dodgers 5-4 over San Francisco. In the American League, Kansas City 4, Baltimore 1, Tampa Bay 5-2 over Texas, Toronto 2, Houston 1, Cleveland 5, Seattle 2, Boston 5-4 over Oakland. A triple-double by Giannis Antetokounmpo is not enough to save Tuesday's game. Washington's Wizards defeated the Bucks 117-113. Giannis scored 35, took down 15 rebounds, and handed out 10 assists. Star guard Damian Lillard missed a second straight game, but his coach Doc Rivers expects Lillard to be available for tonight's game at home against Memphis. Coach Rivers felt the team didn't play up to par.
I don't know. I just think they outplayed us. Give them credit. I thought they were faster, quicker. They attacked. You know, we took 2 days off, you know, for a reason to get our legs, and I felt like we were very sloppy. That may have something to do with it. I don't know. But I don't know if we took them light or not, to be honest. I just thought they outplayed us.
The Lakers were winners against Toronto, 128-111, Miami 109, New York 99, Philadelphia 109, Oklahoma City 105, Minnesota 113, Houston 106, Cleveland over Utah 129-113, Denver over San Antonio 110-105, Sacramento beat the Clippers 109-95, and Golden State over Dallas 104-100. From the NHL, Pittsburgh 6-3 over New Jersey, Buffalo 6, Washington 2, Montreal 5-3 over Florida. The Islanders beat the Blackhawks of Chicago 2-1, Minnesota with a 3-2 victory against Ottawa, Boston 3, Nashville nothing, Anaheim beat Calgary 5-3, Vegas 6-3 over Vancouver. Former Packers star linebacker Clay Matthews doesn't like the way Aaron Jones departed from Green Bay and how that was handled. Matthews reacted on X to a comment from head coach Matt LaFleur that he was surprised when Jones was released. Matthews posted that he finds the lack of communication between the head coach and general manager Brian Gutekunst to be, in his words, wild. He points out that during last season at times, Jones was Green Bay's offense. The team let the standout running back leave when he wouldn't accept a second straight annual pay cut. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Talking about what is and what ain't country, what gives them a right to wear a pair of beat-up boots. Is it the size of your tires and your fires or your wild-ass buddies? Well, give me a minute, let me hit you with some hometown truth. You can be a cowboy on the Texas plain or a plowboy waiting on the rain. We're all a little different, but we're all the same. Everybody doing their own thing. I got my dirt road cred when I was 12 on a no-cab tractor hauling in bales. Bagging in boats, fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through the Georgia pines. Stepside covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlighting, that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country. Does it run in your blood? Did it come from your daddy and mama? Were you converted by an Alabama song on the radio that feels so right? Did you lock eyes with a little green-eyed girl from Jackson? Tell me what got you, I just gotta know. Me, I got my Sunday learning in a live oak church. Silver Queen corn in the backyard dirt.
waiting for the fall to finally come along, so I can grab my gun and get my outside on. Step side covered down in peanut dust, Friday night spotlight, and that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country. A city or a little farm town, whatever kind of square that you drove around, do you wear it on your sleeve or keep it deep down? You know you gotta let it out. I got my dirt road cred back when I was 12 on a no-cab tractor hauling in bales, bagging in boats, fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through them Georgia pines. Step side covered down in peanut dust, Friday night spotlight, and that was us. It might not have been you, but I ain't judging. Just be proud of what makes you country. Whatever makes you country. Country, they doing that kind of country. I do my kind of country. Whatever makes us country.
Luke Bryan, all about what makes you country. Well, it's been pretty good snow here the last hour or so. We didn't have as much overnight as I kind of expected when I was rising and shining this morning, but we're getting it now. A little snow and 33 degrees in Richland Center.
Calling all girlfriends, spring break weekend, meeting at the Texaco. Wine cooler, six packs, cigarettes and Tic Tacs, fill it up and hit the road. Passing around the Cosmo, wearing out the cell phone, make it to the beach by 10. Flip flops and lip gloss, bikini tops and cutoffs, baby, let the games begin. Girls gone wild, reality TV style, just miles and miles of those girls. Don't you know the girl's gone wild? They're looking real pretty down in Panama City. They're dancing down in New Orleans. Cancun, Cozumel, getting down and raising hell, living every bad boy's dream. Viva Las Vegas, getting outrageous, cruising down the LA Strip. They're loaded in a limo, hanging out the windows, wind it up and let it rip. Sue and Tamara, smiling for the camera. Dollar met a doctor from LSU. Allen and Amy went a little crazy, riding home, sitting on a new tattoo. Girls gone wild, reality TV style, just the miles and miles of those girls gone wild. Breaking hearts, using daddy's credit card. Mama hollers, stop that child. Don't you know the girls gone wild.
Again, and it sends you down a rabbit hole spinning. Now you
my sing, know my sign, know my drink, size me up in a matter of minutes. Did you mean to double tap that spring break throwback from 2016 in PCB? Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend scrolling through my Instagram, tearing me down, passing the phone around like there's nothing better to talk about. Zooming out, zooming in, overanalyzing how the queen of the mean girls committed. But hey, whatever helps, keep on telling yourself I'm not pretty. In high school.
Word is in today that Caitlin Clark's record now, she has a lot of them, including the most watched women's college basketball game in history. It's not hers solely, of course, but she is largely responsible for it. Iowa's win against LSU on Monday night had 12.3 million viewers on ESPN, according to the Nielsen ratings. And college basketball in general as a whole has been viewed by many. Sunday's Elite Eight men's game between NC State and Duke set a new milestone. Nielsen says the game averaged 15.1 million viewers on Easter Sunday, the largest audience for an Easter Sunday telecast on any network in 11 years. The NCAA tournament is also averaging 9.4 million viewers on CBS, TBS, TNT, and True TV, a 4% increase over last year. And if things continue, well, yours truly might be in the running for maybe a Slim Jim or a Slurpee or something like that, leading the current Civic Media poll. But got four games to go, or a couple of games, the final four this weekend. So three games to go. But let's see, Purdue has to pretty much win it all if I'm going to stay on top. So I'm riding Zach Edey's long coattails for quite a while and have been.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
Wazika Steuben School is the latest, the last that don't really contact us, that has joined the closed list. So no school at Wazika Steuben, Fenimore, Highland, Boscobel, North Crawford, Lafarge, Hillsboro, Weston, Kickapoo, Ithaca, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle. Riverdale and River Valley are both closed. They're both in virtual mode today. Southwest Tech Campus and its outreach sites will be closed, and virtual learning will be featured as well. Vark routes are operating 2 hours late. We've had a couple of calls to see whether that has changed, but it has not. Vark routes will be running 2 hours late and probably are getting underway or rolling now. Richland County's Senior Nutrition Program announcing that meal sites are closed and there will be no home-delivered meals. Grant County Meals on Wheels, meal sites, and the ADRC bus are all canceled. Keep in mind the Richland Center landfill is closed today, and the food pantry will be open from 4 until 5:30 today at the Lighthouse Chapel.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
The trivia question of the day is coming up in a few minutes today. Sponsored by Walsh's Ace, by the way. Here's Corey Kent.
She never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a Tulsa wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life. And all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world. Leave before the morning sun, but here she is free, lying next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her. Saw that highway and winding her deep brown eyes. She saw a long stretch of dirt road dreaming in mine. She ain't living for a diamond ring, just living like the rock and roll song she sings out loud. Burning it down, blazing up a trail of smoke. Wherever we are, wherever we go, yeah, that's where she calls home. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her. Hey. I ain't trying to fix her, I just wanna kiss her. Fuel a little fire in her soul. But we don't stay forever, but when we're together, I swear that we ain't ever letting go. Cause she knows I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her.
Sitting at a bar just across that cocktail bar. I just watched and stared at the wall. Should have taken a little chance. I could have made some advance. I was dreaming of a night of romance. Shoulda, coulda, coulda, woulda. The only thing you say to me. Shoulda, coulda, coulda, woulda. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, baby. I finally met you at your table.
Mr. Valentine, moving in with his love stop sign. Shoulda, coulda, coulda, woulda, only thing you say to me. Shoulda, coulda, shoulda, coulda, coulda, woulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, baby. I called that girl on Saturday night. She left on that late night flight on a vacation trip for two. That message at the tone, cause she will not be at home. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, baby. Shoulda, coulda, shoulda, coulda, coulda, woulda, coulda, woulda, the only thing you say to me. Shoulda, coulda, shoulda, coulda, coulda, woulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, baby. Next time I just come right out, tell her what I'm all about. Straight up guy that fell in love with you. See, if you wanna take a little chance for a night of real romance, shoulda, coulda, woulda, baby.
Anthony Vaughn and shoulda, coulda, woulda. That's kind of the story of my life there sometimes. Anyway, it is trivia time, trivia question of the day, which is sponsored by Walsh's Ace. And the question today, the field of sports, of course, Milwaukee Bucks winning a championship in 1971 and again in 2001. A memorable run, but today we're going way back. 1975, who became the last of the original Milwaukee Bucks to leave the team? Was it A, Lucius Allen, or was it B, John McLaughlin? Could it be C, Bob Dandridge, or was it D, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? 1975, who became the last of the original Milwaukee Bucks to leave the team? Here's John Anderson.
Get ready, set, go. Gonna take you to the Crystal and a picture show. Well, the sky's the limit, there's no price too high. Baby, you're the apple of my eye. Got my paycheck in my pocket and some gas in the tank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. I wish I had a bass boat and a Z-28, but I guess that stuff will have to wait. Cause I'm saving on a washer and a wedding ring. I want this stuff to be your lasting thing. Right at the top, that's where you rank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. Oh, you make me feel like a million bucks.
a crazy dream. I met a man who invented a money machine. He said, I know things are tight and times are tough, but he'd give me the machine if I give you up. I just looked him in the eye and I said, no thanks, honey, your love's better than money in the bank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank.
John Anderson on WRCO Radio, 15 before 9. We have found our winner. Congrats to Jason Kleppe. He gets the scholarship today. Great prize from Walsh's Ace for knowing the right answer. 1975, who became the last of the original Milwaukee Bucks to leave the team? The correct answer, John McLaughlin. We had guesses for Kareem or Lou Alcindor, but he was not an original member of the team. He was drafted and came in the 1969-70 season. But the Bucks had been around a couple of years before that. And John McLaughlin, one of the originals, and he was with the team until 1975. And that was also the year that Kareem was traded to the Lakers. I was talking to some younger person a while back, and we're talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and they didn't even know that he had played for the Bucks. I'm like, what? Well, you must be under a certain age. But anyway, Johnny Mack, yeah, quite a player for the Bucks and longtime color commentary on the Bucks radio network as well. And my only 6 degrees of separation with John McLaughlin was the fact that we were at Milwaukee, and this was, I believe this was still the Bradley Center, but some teams have played there from the area through the years. And Ithaca and Riverdale played a girls-boys doubleheader there 1 year in Milwaukee, and the Bucks were going to play that night. And John was still doing some TV commentary, I believe, at the time. But anyway, I'm broadcasting the game pretty much all by my lonesome there at Press Row because it was a high school game and it wasn't getting extensive coverage. But anyway, this guy sits by me, and I'm sitting there doing the play-by-play, and I glance over, and I see a championship ring in this guy's hand. You don't see those every day. So I kind of didn't want to be obvious, but I kind of, okay, it's John McLaughlin. So I actually have said hi to John McLaughlin once in my life, and that's one of my claims to fame, one of my few. Thanks for playing trivia today from Walsh's Ace.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
100.9 WRCO.
Gentleman, never the kind to ever force his hand. He would always be the last one to raise his voice. If anybody ever put us down, you can bet that he would stand his ground. Then he would tell me, son, sometimes you got no choice. You got to kick a little, it causes a stir. Some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you've got to kick a little and be tough. You've got to let them know you've had enough. Remember that unless you want to finish last, you've got to kick a little. See you once and say you ain't no good. Feels like they're never gonna take you for who you are. That's when you have to stand up and be strong and go the extra mile to prove I'm all wrong. Just remember when they're pushing.
push you way too far. You got to kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you got to kick a little and be tough. You got to let them know you've had enough. Remember that unless you wanna finish.
Me, I've been floating on the next level high.
Brian Hansen on WRCO Radio. Coming up on the morning show, we've got lots of topics this week and today as well. We're going to be talking in the first part about the Richland Center Fire Department and some real exciting news that they have. So that's coming up between 9 and 10 today here on the program on WRCO Radio. And then, let's see, we have Bucks basketball tonight, right? Yeah, Milwaukee Bucks basketball tonight, following Brewer baseball, which is this afternoon. Don't forget about that. Just about every time there's a Brewer matinee, we get a call at the station from someone who says, "Hey, aren't you broadcasting the Brewers?" Well, yes, they were today. Oh, so don't miss it. Also, we want to remind you today, Christie's Card Buddies get together for a euchre tournament. Will be held at 1 o'clock at the Old Avoca School Gym. That's going on today. And Hill Country Classic Power having its monthly meeting at 8 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. As we told you, among the things that will be going on today, the food pantry will be open from 4 until 5:30 at the Lighthouse Chapel today. Spread the word.
Still can't stay away. My heart wants to wander here and over yonder. Let you come along and take it. Maybe you're the right one, the right by my side one. Maybe you're the one that's gonna break it. 'Cause I'm feeling.
Pal Phil Nee, I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later on WRCO FM Richland Center. We put the wraps on our